Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The bull has entered the room. The sun has moved into Taurus. Aries season is done. Thank God. The spark has been thrown. Now comes the question that separates the real ones from the ones who just talk. What are you actually gonna build with it? Taurus season runs approximately April 19th to May 20th. This is fixed earth, the most grounded, deliberate, and determined energy in the zodiac. No shortcuts, no skipping steps, no convincing a Taurus that there's a faster way. The bull does not rush. The bull builds. Taurus is ruled by Venus, and that matters. Venus is the planet of value, not just beauty on the surface, but what you actually consider worth your time, worth your energy, worth your loyalty. When the sun moves through Taurus, it's moving through Venus's territory. Every day of this season is asking you the same question. What do you value? And does your life reflect it? This is not abstract philosophy. This is practical accounting. Look at how you spend your hours. Look at where your money goes. Look at who has access to you. Look at what you're building. That inventory is your answer. But here's what makes this particular Taurus season unlike any of the last 7 years. The sun walked into Taurus 3 days before Venus conjunct Uranus at 29 degrees, the final degree, the threshold degree, and escorts him into Gemini. Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018. 7 years of dismantling everything in the sign that was built on false foundations. 7 years of liberation, disruption, and a renovation in the territory of money, value, the body, the earth, and self-worth. That work is done. Uranus is at the door. Venus moves through first. She conjuncts Uranus at 29 Taurus and then crosses into Gemini, holding the door open from the other side. Not dragging him, leading. She is the ruler of Taurus. She holds the keys. She decides when the season of renovation is complete and what walks out with it. The sun just arrived in Taurus, just in time to watch her go. What that means for this season is significant. The sun is entering a liberated ground. Not ground mid-renovation. Not ground still being torn up. Finished ground. The room after the work. 7 years of Uranus breaking down every false structure in Taurus has cleared the land. And now the sun gets to illuminate what is actually left standing. What survived the renovation is real. What you build in this Taurus season is being built on earth that has already been tested. Whatever remains in your material life, your values, your relationship to your own worth, what is still there after 7 years of Uranus pressing on it, that is the foundation the sun is now shining on. Build on what held. Not what you wish had held, but what actually did. In astrology, the moon is exalted in Taurus. That means the moon operates at her highest dignity in this sign. The lunar principles, emotion, instinct, memory, security, the body, are most grounded, most functional, most powerful when rooted in Taurus energy. What does that mean for you during this season? Your emotional body wants stability. Your intuition is sharpest when you're grounded in physical reality. This is not the time to live entirely in your head. Get in your body. Eat real food. Sleep properly. Spend time in nature. The signal gets clearer when the nervous system is calm. Taurus is fixed earth. And fixed earth is the most patient energy in astrology. Patient enough to outlast almost anything. Patient enough to build empires. But that same fixed quality carries a shadow. And if you're going to use Taurus season correctly, you have to be honest with both sides. The gift is consistency, endurance, follow through. Taurus season rewards those who show up the same way every single day. Not inspired one day and absent the next. The same day, day after day. That steadiness is how seeds become trees. But the shadow, stubbornness, laziness, and being stuck. A bull that refuses to move is not being grounded. It's being resistant. There's a difference between patience and stagnation. And Taurus season will reveal which one you've been practicing. If everything around you is asking you to shift and you're still gripping the same position from 6 months ago, that is not loyalty to your values. That is fear wearing the mask of stability. Know which one you're doing. This season is for building. Not imagining, not planning on a whiteboard. Actually building. Taurus respects tangible output. The manuscript with real pages. The savings account with real numbers. The skill practice until it's real in your hands. If Aries planted the seed, Taurus is the soil. And Taurus does not apologize for being the soil. It knows that without depth, without darkness, without the slow, invisible work under the ground, nothing survives the surface. This season is also for reconnecting with your self-worth. Venus rules both Taurus and Libra. But in Taurus, the work is personal, not relational. It's not about how others value you. It's about how you value yourself. What you will and will not accept. What you're willing to invest in yourself. And where you've been undercharging for your time and your gifts. Taurus understands something that more frenetic signs often miss. Presence is the foundation of everything. You cannot build something lasting while living entirely in your head. You cannot cultivate patience while chasing the next thing before this one has roots. This season invites you back into your senses. The taste of a real meal. The texture of the soil. The sound of something quiet. Taurus does not romanticize struggle. It romanticizes richness. The kind that comes from actually inhabiting your life instead of narrating it from a distance. Slow down. Not permanently. Just enough to let what is growing actually grow. Taurus season will not force you. That's not the bull's way. The bull does not chase you. It stands in the field and waits to see if you're serious. So here's the question this season leaves with you. Are you here to build something real? Or are you here to stay comfortable while calling it patience? The difference matters. The bull has entered the room. What are you gonna do with Taurus season? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com, hit contact. Leave me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I'd like to have that private conversation with you. Come to iamastrologyreadings.com, hit booking. See you there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation for these daily offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's even a link below. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.